Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
There's a piece of clothing to wear on your bod. He'll make you feel so good, it won't make you feel odd. It's Mack Weldon, and you've heard it before, but it's better than what you're wearing, 100% for sure. I would wear it every day. If I had a million pairs, I'd want a million more. And I'd say, you keep everything so tight and so right, and you keep the sweat away. Hey, Mack Weldon, you make me want to kneel down and pray.
For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com. Promo code off book. No doubt you'll do it at checkout.
Amen.
Hey, psst, before this episode starts,
just real quick, just like psst, get over here behind this alley.
Okay, August 30th, we're going to be playing at Curious Comedy Theater in Portland. We really want to see you there.
We want to see you there, and you should buy tickets because like there won't be tickets. And if you want to go, you have to get the tickets. So
yeah.
Curious Comedy Theater, Portland, the dates are
August 30th.
Go to it. We want to see you there. Okay, sleepy babies. Thanks. Bye.
Here's the episode. Bye.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Some like step and clap movements too.
It feels like the beginning of like a news anchor sing almost.
Yeah, or it feels like a song like fifth graders can like easily do choreography too.
Hey, what's up, fifth graders? What's up, news people? This is Off Book, the improvised musical with Zach Reno and Jess McKenna. That one's Jessica McKenna.
That's Zach Reno. We got Scott Passarella on the keys.
We got Scott Perella, nowhere to be seen. And we got Dana back on the drums. This time drums are robot drums. Made by robots.
We got engineer Brett. We got mail person Stacy. We got
executive Colin, producer making sure Colin. We toe the line. He's been heard that we've been a little off the rails lately and came in to make sure that we basically continue to do whatever we want.
He was like, yes, continue. Go further off the rails. He's giving us no indication of what we're doing.
Of how he feels about this bit, we'll never know.
We'll never know. He'll take it to his grave. Guys, we also have a fantastic guest. We are so excited to have the very hilarious author of the new book you should already be reading, My Life as a Goddess.
Available everywhere books are sold. We'll talk more about that later. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Guy Branum.
Good
good to be here.
Good to have you.
I have to say, both of those upbeat songs that Scott and Dana gave us thus far are what I look for in a musical. I am tired of suicidal kids in high school. I'm tired of things taking themselves seriously or really watching a relationship decompose.
Okay, dear Evan Hansen, we're done.
We're putting on blast.
What's the other one that's a play and then... it's a musical.
Spring
Wow.
Awakening?
That's the one. I can't believe you went from what I just said to knowing what I was talking about.
Yeah. No, I knew.
What is the name of that play?
Spring Awakening. Spring
Awakening. Hell yeah. But what's the name of the musical?
Spring Awakening.
Okay.
Yeah.
So...
Those teenagers in Vienna in the 30s, they trying to fuck.
They sure are.
And they have a really strict school system and they cannot...
They can't. You can't fuck in school. It doesn't matter what year it is.
I think it's like the 1830s.
I think it's even older than that.
I don't know anything about it. I'm sorry.
You dropped that with some real self-assurance.
Yeah.
It may be Prague. I'm not sure.
Let's say it's Prague and it's school and it's too much sex for being in school. Okay, so I love that you have... So you know where musical theater should be going. It's not in the direction of teen death and sadness. And it is...
It is in the direction of this Zazzy new Once on This Island.
Yes.
Okay.
It's all good times, 90 minutes, no musical, no intermission. And then you guys are very familiar with the film Soap Dish, which was briefly turned into a musical that failed because all Whoopi Goldberg films will eventually be turned into musicals. But in that movie, Gary Marshall plays the producer and he says, I like two words. I like cheap and I like peppy. I like cheap and peppy. And that is really what I am looking for in a musical.
Cheap and peppy. I like that very much. But that does seem to sort of, to me, fly in the face of what we were saying before, Mike, which is that before we were on, Mike, that our shared favorite musical is Company.
I'm going to fight with you on that.
Please.
I will say Company, in the end, is optimistic. It is fundamentally saying life is complex, but you find beauty in the moment.
Hell yeah. I'm here. Yep. Agree.
Like, My favorite song from Company is The Little Things You Do Together, and I think everyone fucking slaughters it. Fucking Patti LuPone in that, like, film version of it. They want to play the irony of it, and no. Like, that should be 90% enthusiasm about when a marriage works right, it's great.
I love The Little Things You Do Together, and yeah. I think about it all the time. I think about the line, it's not talk of God or the decade ahead.
Yes.
That allows you to get through the week.
Through the worst.
Neither. Yeah. It's I do and you don't. Nobody said that. And who brought the subject up first?
It's
the little thing.
It's so wonderful.
It's so good. No, I agree with you. But that, I guess, optimistic, I don't naturally.
That's me. I'm sorry.
Please. It's okay. It was so melodious. God. I don't equate that with peppy always, I guess, is why I'm.
I mean, look, I am taking the spirit of Gary Marshall's statement and like drawing it out to its broader implications. I like complexity in things, but I also just like some optimism. It doesn't...
I agree. And I think like we all could take what Gary Marshall told us and expand it. We go now to Gary Marshall's private library in his home where many of his grandchildren are having a meeting.
Hello.
Grandpa Gary always taught us that in the end it should be happy. Grandpa Gary always taught us that in the end it should be happy. But maybe we can find that there are many ways to have happy days.
Grandpa Gary always taught us
to be happy.
In the end. But Gary always taught us to be happy and make a whole bunch of friends. And he taught us that what's important is what makes you smile always. And to have happy days.
Grandpa Gary taught us to have a life that's full of many. Grandpa Gary told us that we should not shy away from simplicity. He taught us
Gary's here.
Why, yes, I am here. And I sound very Jewish, even though we are Italian Catholics.
That's okay.
Thanks, Grandpa Gary.
What were you little children doing? Were you getting into my stuff?
We were just kind of looking through all of the things that you've done, Grandpa Gary, and trying to
figure out... So many Emmys. Emmys as far as the eye can see.
I know. This library is mostly not books. It's mostly Emmys.
Yeah. And just, like, maybe Emmys working as, like, bookends for, like, a few books.
Do you know what
also
all of these...
several teen novelizations of Laverne and Shirley.
Well, those are just great. Do you know what all these Emmys are for?
No.
Oh.
This one says for Happy Days, and this one says for Laverne and Shirley.
This one says for Shirley and Laverne.
And this one's for Joni Loves Chachi. And this one's for Chachi Loves Joni.
This one's for Jaws. I didn't know you worked on Jaws.
And the Odd Couple, which was a television show briefly, and I believe that I worked on it. I don't know, I'm very old. Dementia is tragic. But hey, let's look through that tragedy and just look for the fun things it brings to us.
Yeah!
Like I just shat myself because I've lost control of many parts of my body.
Call a nurse.
Oh, man. Just another hard day as a florist in a mid-sized American city on a holiday. Not a main one, but one that we like.
Ding dong, I'd like to buy flowers, please.
Oh, who? A businessman?
Do I look like I don't do business?
No, of course you look like a businessman.
That's because I'm a businessman.
Oh, well, I'm just a florist with a dream. My name's, well, it's something... You can't believe it's a little cutesy.
Is this interaction going to go faster if I ask about your name and your dreams?
Maybe. Okay. I don't know.
Stephen, why are you talking to this florist?
Because I'm a businessman, Stephen Sondheim, and I'm talking to this florist because it's going to make this go faster.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. I'll leave now.
No, don't leave, my wife, Marcia Sondheim.
Stephen, look... There are issues in our relationship that flowers simply aren't going to fix,
no, these
okay?
These flowers weren't for you, Marcia. These are business flowers. What did...
You've been doing business again, have you, Stephen? Another one of your chorus boys. You've been taking...
They work harder when you get them gifts.
You always care about hard. Stephen, I'm never going to be hard enough for you. Also, florist girl.
Yes.
What was your name?
Oh, you're not going to believe it, but my name is Daisy Violet.
What?
And I'm a florist.
Hold on.
What?
Is those both your first names?
No, my last name is Violet, and my first name is Daisy, and I'm a florist in a mid-sized American city with dreams.
Oh, Stephen, there's nothing tackier than having a name that's an object. You need an abstraction, something fun like Stephen or Marcia. With a T, by the way.
Do you think
not
people
a fucking
will...
SH. I'm not a plebeian.
Marcia, when we go out... You need to watch that brain of yours or people will find out that you secretly wrote everything that has my name on it.
Fine, Stephen. I'll know my place. It is 1974.
Stephen, actually, could you go over in that corner over there?
Gladly. I love corners. Corners make me feel safe.
Marcia.
Yes.
Listen, I know I'm just a florist in a mid-sized American city with a lot of dreams, but I feel like... You shouldn't have to hide your brain. And also,
is this a ficus?
Yeah, I'm experimenting with trees. But you shouldn't have to hide your brain when you're out. That's crazy.
That's preposterous, Daisy Violet. It's 1974, feminism hasn't gone that far. And I understand a woman's place is by her husband's side and slightly behind him.
Huh. But if I... Take this flower, and I pick one of its petals, and I tell you maybe you're more and maybe I'm metal, and I help you figure out that you have worth. Maybe I should start with this petal first. Do you have worth? I say you do. Do you have worth? I guess you don't. Do you have worth? I think you do. No, you don't. No, you do. No, you don't. No, you do. No, you don't. Yes, you do.
Listen, florist, I know you think you know a lot of things. Listen, florist, I know you want to holler. But listen, florist, I'm a woman in America. And my value is 70 cents on the dollar.
Myself looking at this rhododendron up here on a shelf, sometimes called an azalea. Excuse me, I just coughed. It seems this is the kind of flower store where you can pick the petals up. I'm gonna pick all of these flowers.
Oh, no, wait.
I do, I don't, and I do. It's fun to pick. I do? Do you mean you're leaving me and going off to write musicals by yourself? Is the subtext that I got from that?
Sure.
Hey, bros, I know we're just a bunch of dog walkers in this mid-sized American city, and, like,
hey,
you wouldn't
on.
Think that, like, anything magical is going to happen on this smaller holiday.
Sure,
but, like,
sure.
How you feeling?
Well, honestly, Devin, I am a little taken aback by the sentence, we're all just a bunch of dog walkers, as if dog walkers isn't literally what people call the oldest profession.
Is that true?
Yeah. The oldest profession. People who walk dogs.
Old as dogs, brah.
Yeah. Old as dogs.
Oh, yeah. So it's like, yeah, the oldest profession. Like, I thought it was like being a prostitute.
No, it's
but like, maybe if you.
What are you even talking about?
I thought the oldest profession was being a prostitute. No, but then, like.
Brah, before you could be a prostitute, you had to invent money so you could give money to prostitutes, which means that there are money making people, which means there's an older profession.
Yeah, which means people
oh
were
gosh.
Definitely walking those dogs.
That was the freaking chicken and the egg that just, like, really, really took me to a place.
I mean, like, let me just give you, like, a brief history lesson, Devin, about, like, the origins of man.
Okay.
Just picture it. Men living in tribes, living in caves, trying to survive, learning to behave. Men fighting for their life, fighting beasts, fighting all the beasts all over from west to east, sharpening sticks, hunting big woolly elephants, hiding in the night, starting fires. But all through all this, man would got so lonely, and so there's only one thing he desires: to find a wolf and tie that wolf to a rope.
wolf is always around. And that's how Dog Walker started, except it wasn't until years later.
Wait, you mean there's more to the story?
Yeah. So now you've got a wolf, and it's tied to a string. But a wolf is not a dog, and a peasant is not a king. So they had to brave that wolf. Breed that wolf is what I meant. With other wolves who were nice and had a nice wolfy scent. And find a wolf that doesn't bite you when you go to lick its face. Find a nice and cheerful wolf licking you all over the place. And breed that wolf with another wolf that's just like that wolf. And ah, oh my god, you've made a dog. Now find a dog.
Wait.
Has been found.
Wait, I don't think so. Brenton, I think you, like, there's gotta be more to that story, because, like, right now we just have domesticated dogs, but, like, how do we get to the point where people are so busy that they have to have someone else walk their dog
for
them?
Oh, there's so many more steps. So now the caveman's got a dog and it's tied to a rope, but oh, he's a jerk. Cause a bunch of mammoths just moved in, so the caveman has to go to work. And the dog's not ready to hunt yet, cause the dog is very small. So he goes down the cave, like the side of the cave, like let's call it the cave's hall. To another caveman who is too weak to hunt, but he's not too weak to walk around that dog. But the first caveman's like, my dog is a little fat. Could you take this dog on a bit of a jog? Take a dog and tie a rope to that dog and jog that dog around. Take a dog, tie a rope to a dog, and then later on, invent the iPhone and develop an app on the iPhone that tracks how far the dog walked and whether or not the dog went to the bathroom. Press pound, and now you're walking a dog around. And that's the history of the oldest profession.
Wow.
Thanks, dudes.
That was amazing. Good clapping for him. I think that was, oh no, guys, one of our pugs got away.
Oh no, it's the fastest dog I was walking.
I wonder where that pug will go.
Lightning McQueen the pug.
Mrs. Sondheim is going to kill you. Oh. Also, my voice has changed because I went through puberty.
Hey, congratulations.
Thanks.
Whoa. I hope we all go through puberty someday.
Yeah, me too.
We are 6 years old.
Wait. Yes, he's right. Mrs. Sondheim's going to kill us for losing her prize pug.
Lightning McQueen, the Sondheim's fast pug.
Oh, shoot! Oh, and the pug ran, and it ran through this mid-sized American city, and it burst through the stage door, where a bunch of chorus boys were sitting around.
I'm not saying that he's gonna leave her for me. I'm saying I don't care if he leaves her for
me. He's never going to leave her for you.
Listen, she straight up writes everything that he does.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you didn't know that, dude? Oh, you're supposed to be so close to him?
I mean, honey, I spent 6 months in that dungeon. I got two lines.
I mean,
one was in the show, one was Coke.
No, for sure. But can we talk, like, I kind of, like, the dungeon was not, like, I don't consider it, like, time ill spent, you know? I enjoyed the dungeon.
I mean, I learned a lot.
I learned so much.
Yeah, I think, like, when I was down there, I was like, wait a second. How much time do I even spend with myself?
Yeah. It's almost like,
you know, when you're in a leather hood, the world seems good.
Yeah.
Your mouth is zipped closed.
Mm-hmm.
But your heart is wide open.
When most of what you see is cloaked in leather, you start to string a few thoughts together. And yeah, you are technically living in a little
prison. But sometimes it's helpful to see the world through a little tunnel vision. When you see less, you feel more. When you see less, you feel more. When you live every day behind locked doors.
When you see less, you feel more.
Okay, and I was thinking like, potaburay, mark the turn for now. Potaburay, potaburay, mark the turn for now.
Like when I'm dancing, if you even had to ask, I can feel the rhythm in me even more when I'm wearing a mask. And tie up my feet in leather and my arms behind my back. I'm gonna do the best full layout, ain't no doubt about that.
Jazz walk 2-3, sashay, sashay, jazz walk 2-3.
Kickball change, turn, turn, turn. Kickball change, turn, turn, turn. Sing much, but I am dance captain.
And we noted.
How will that performance turn out? Will we ever find Lightning McQueen, Marsha Sondheim's dog?
Will she take ownership of her life? What will happen when Daisy Violet further branches out into trees? Find out when we return to the second half of
Behind Sondheim,
the musical.
Jessica, what is the one? She's asleep again.
Oh,
this happens every time we try to record a Lad for Lisa mattress.
Lisa,
and I'm like,
Lisa,
Jessica,
Lisa.
Just lie down so you can remember how good it is. And then she ends up falling.
One for 10 program.
She ends up falling asleep and I have to do the whole ad by myself because she's in a dream world, because that's just how good it is when you sleep on a Lisa mattress.
Oh no, I forgot I have a test today and I'm not wearing pants.
She's having a nightmare, but really the only true important nightmare is what your night's sleep is like if you're not on a Lisa mattress. Because Lisa's leveraged 30 years of experience, actually more than that, and hundreds of hours of testing to develop the perfect mattress for all body types and shapes and sleeping styles. Even if you got a Jessica McKenna body type and sleeping style, or a Zaccarino body type and sleeping style.
Oh no, my teeth fell out. Oh, I must be stressed in my real life.
She's having bad dreams, but that's mostly because she's rolled off of the mattress onto the floor.
Roll, roll, roll.
Now she's back on the mattress.
I'm in a meadow.
Yeah, now she's having a good time, because this is what we call a Lisa dream, and it's when they're only good. Did you know, together with the Arbor Day Foundation, Lisa has planted one tree for every mattress they sell and are committed to planting 1 million trees by 2025?
So much, and I sleep really well on this mattress, and it allows me to have meadow dreams.
Oh, having,
where there are butterflies.
Yeah, this is usually,
and I'm having a picnic with all my friends and Lucille Ball.
Yeah, it's just such a good dream for a lot of reasons, but also like this is going to be a problem because she's going to be sleeping for like at least 8 hours. It's going to be a good night's sleep. So don't miss these summer savings, because you can get $160 off a Lisa mattress right now at lisa.com/offbook. That's lesa.com/offbook to get $160 off. Lisa,
a better place to sleep.
Oh my gosh, she's so tuned in.
Welcome back. When we last left all these people, they were figuring it out. Here we go.
Aren't we all?
Aren't we all
just a
bunch of people figuring it out. Will they figure it out?
Find out now in the second half of Behind Sondheim.
It's a dog.
Whoa, check out this dog.
Zoom.
Whoa, it's so fast. That's what's happening. The dog is going so fast. Oh my God. Oh my God. The dog is in a greyhound race. The race has already started though. Wait, but the dog is lapping all the dogs in the greyhound race.
I would like to put $1,000 on that little pug.
But sir, the race has already started. You can't bet now.
$2,000.
All right, I'll accept your bet.
Wow, what are you going to do with all that money?
I'm going to go and shop for things. It's 1970-something. I'm going to walk into a brick-and-mortar store and put some money down, and then I'm going to buy things. Objects that will surround me after I pay my money. They'll be delivered to my home and they'll fill cabinets and I will be happy.
We're talking about
things,
transactions,
giving things. Money, getting stuff back,
things,
transactions. I got a credit card, cash and more,
things, transactions.
America's economy is never gonna slow down,
things,
stuff.
To put $5,000 on that very fast dog.
Whoa, what are you gonna do with all that money?
Ooh, wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah, I would.
I'll tell you! I'm also going to go to a brick and mortar store and take out the cash and put it on the counter and receive goods in exchange.
Will there be receipts?
Oh, there sure will. And then I'll put those receipts in a bag that I also bought next door. Do you think that's strange?
Well, it's just $300 on that dog. It's all I got.
Normally, I wouldn't let you, but two people have already bet, so there's kind of a new normal, so yeah, for sure.
Excuse me, kid, I just got one question for you.
Yeah?
With all your winnings, what do you think it might do?
Assuming the dog wins, which I guess we're all kind of jumping to a conclusion, but yeah, what are you gonna do?
Oh, me? Just a florist living in a mid-sized American city with dreams. I wanna invest in myself.
$6,000. How much did you win, sir?
I'm not sure.
You bet $2,000.
I'm anumerical. It's a condition. It's like dyslexia, but I can't figure out numbers.
I have
a great deal of cash in my hands right now. It's very exciting.
Well, let me ask this. Excuse me. What were the odds on this dog? Well, there weren't really odds on... The dog wasn't a part of the race until...
Wait, did any of us make money at all?
I mean, honestly, no. So, I guess you won, so I'll give you whatever you put down back. I guess
there was a real sense of thrill, let's be honest.
Yes, you all definitely won, but the dog did not have odds, so there's no money unless someone decides they want to, I don't know, just give you the money that they want win the race, but no, you didn't win anything. Here's your $300 back.
Oh, well, I guess I... didn't win money, but what I did win was confidence and this dog. Wait, dog, I feel a sense of hope. Oh, dog, do you mind if I tie you up with rope and we see what we have in store?
I'm just a man sitting with a newspaper outside a cafe, remarking on the things that I see walk past me as I go about my day. Oh, there's the florist. Oh, she's going at a steady jog, and she's with something I've never seen her with before. Daisy, did you just get a dog?
I got this dog. I got some rope. I got this dog. I got some hope. Oh, I'm just a nun leaving the church. Have a good day, have a good day. Oh, what's this? Walking down the street? It's a florist that I've seen sell flowers, but what is that? She seems so empowered. I used to think she was like a bump on a log. Not anymore now that she has this dog. I got this dog. I got some
for many years.
Oh, look, it's that little girl. I haven't seen her for many years. So long ago, she stood by me and she played with a pog. But now she's coming up to me with what's that? It's a dog!
Park Ranger here. What are you doing with this saw?
I was gonna cut down this tree. It's already given me so many things. It gave me branches to swing on when I was a child, and shade when I was tired, and apples to sell when I needed to start my florist shop, and now...
Oh, sure. It's a very giving tree.
Yeah, no, and now I think, like, I could maybe saw it down, and maybe I could use its lumber to build the extension of my store so I could sell other trees.
Well, that's fine as long as you have the consent of the tree.
Now look here, Park Ranger. Don't judge. This young lady has come to me with pogs and sometimes with fudge.
Ooh.
And I say to you that murdering me maybe isn't the best choice.
Okay.
But I like her, and her name isn't Joyce. It's Stacey Violet.
Because I know Joyce.
Joyce is a bitch.
Joyce is a bitch. And if you're not Joyce, then I know.
But listen, Park Ranger, do not castigate. There's something I can do for her and her dog. Give your dog a place to urinate. That was a bad rhyme, but I'm a tree.
You
and
are
he's a dog.
He is a dog.
Thank you, tree.
Thank you for the pee.
Good, I didn't know that it helped.
Look forward to visiting the extension of your store after you build it out of this lumber, Daisy.
Oh, thank you so much.
I mean, but you're going to get lumber elsewhere. I'm a tree. I need to continue to live. Maybe, you know, one of the other lower class trees, and I'm extremely fancy and important tree here in this community.
You don't want me to cut you down for lumber?
I mean, if you really need it, I am a very giving tree. My therapist, Bush, has been saying I might be codependent.
Yeah, honestly, you're probably right. You can ask for something in return from this relationship.
Okay.
Could you be like the could I take some of your acorns and I could grow new trees and they could be the first trees I sell?
Sure.
Thanksgiving tree.
Kickball change, kickball change. Pot-a-beret, backflip.
And
oh, is there not a backflip there?
Stop putting in a backflip where there's not a backflip, Richard.
I spend a lot of time in gymnastics, and I feel like it's not being utilized.
You're not the dance captain, Richard.
We get it. You went to the Olympics.
I didn't just go to the Olympics. I was at the Olympics.
Richard, you are not the dance captain, okay? That title belongs to Kevon. And, like, honestly, how dare you? I'm so sorry you had to see that, Kevon.
I mean, respect has really gone from this industry.
The dance captain is the only person who can, at minimum, make a tweak to the choreography, but really, like, we're not even supposed to do that.
I just don't understand. If you have someone that can do a backflip and you're doing a Broadway musical and no one does a backflip, I can't think of a single musical that wouldn't be made better by someone doing a backflip.
Oh my gosh, please.
Just name one.
Les Miserables.
With a backflip.
Merrily we roll along.
Merrily we roll in the air into a backflip.
But what about Flower Drum Song?
What about Flower Drum Backflip?
Oklahoma.
With the national step of a backflip.
Carousel.
Round and round backflips.
Pacific Overtures.
Backflip in the Pacific by an orchestra.
All right. Honestly, that was, like, really convincing. But you'll have to convince him. Mr. Sondheim, Mr. Sondheim.
I'm very upset today.
Why is that?
Well, because I had an altercation with my wife, and normally I don't have those. And also, I wasn't allowed to pull all the petals off of flowers, and everyone else got to. And it made me feel bad.
That sounds terrible.
And nothing anyone could do could cheer me up right now. Oh, Mr. Sondheim, what about a backflip? Wow, do that again. Two backflips, flippity flop. I really love what you call that, a backflip. Everyone do a backflip, no one stop.
Oh my gosh, pot of a ray, kickball change, backflip. Pot of a ray,
kickball change, backflip.
Hello, Actors Equity, I did not sign on for this.
Oh no, he's calling Equity. They're gonna take the backflip away from me.
That's right, I'm sorry. This production is not as simple as providing a cut. We can't just all do a backflip. Wait a second. Lightning McQueen, you have an owner. I've had a great day with you. And you're so fast. But we gotta take you back home to the. Oh my gosh! Wait, come back! Oh, thanks. We gotta take you back home to the secret Upper West Side, where Marcia Sondheim lives. Oh, perfect.
I'm sorry, madam. You whispered the code word.
Oh,
are you going to the secret Upper West Side?
Yeah, I need to go to the house of Marcia Sondheim.
Say no more. Come sit in the back here. There's a butler there who will serve as your every need.
Wow, this is a fancy different kind of this mid-sized American city that I guess this whole time has been New York. Not so mid-sized, but mid-sized to me once it feels like home.
I think it's going to see a lot of expansion in the next 50 years or so.
Sure.
Right now, it's mid-sized. Anyway, there's a butler back there for you if you need anything at all.
Hello, Mom.
Oh, wow, you're so proper.
I try, Mom.
I guess... Oh, this is silly, but I've always wanted to order in the back of a car. Even if the journey is not long, even if I don't go very far.
Would Madam like a nice tab with ice? Would Madam like a Pepsi Free? Would Madam like a an iced tea to drink? Or would Madam like a piece of me?
We can give you anything your heart desires. Just ask and it'll never go wrong. We'll take you to the secret Upper West Side, and all you have to do is be our mom. Would Madam like
to accompany two kids who were walking dogs just hours ago? Would Madam like to learn about a time in a butler training agency that only takes 2 hours?
Would Madam like to reveal your two kids in a trench coat? Would Madam like that you got in this car as big as a boat? Would Madam like to be your mom? No, Madam would like that. She don't think that's right or wrong.
Fair enough. Thanks for coming along for the ride. We have now reached the secret Upper West Side. We may just be two kids in a trench coat, but we hope you've enjoyed your time.
They just asked me to adopt them. I never got to try a martini. Oh, well, look at this fancy building. Oh, man, I just hope my smart little sort of like Annie Hall look looks okay in this fancy building. Okay, here's your door.
You have to ring the doorbell.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Bum 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 bum.
Clotilde, get the goddamn door. I hate that bell.
Yes, here you are, madam. Welcome to the Sondheim Estate.
Oh, hi. My name is Daisy Violet, and I'm just a florist in, I guess, the biggest city in America with some dreams. And, well, I found your dog, Lightning McQueen, and I tied it to a rope, and it gave me a lot of hope, but now it's time for me to bring her back home. I'm sorry.
Clip-clop, clip-clop, clip-clop. Clotilde, who's here?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were in the room because of how loud you were. Introducing Daisy Violet from...
Oh, my God, it's that shop girl with my dog!
That's right. Oh, my gosh, it's you!
You've dog-napped my dog?
No. This dog was running in a race, and I brought her back home to you.
But you taught me to believe in myself, to hope. I was writing an entirely new musical all of my own.
That's amazing. Oh, that's the best news I could have heard all day.
Unfortunately, I lacked inspiration. I mean, I've always looked to Lightning McQueen for inspiration. But
If I may, madam.
Yes, Clotilde.
Perhaps Lightning McQueen is all you need. I'm thinking of a story in which perhaps Lightning McQueen was the fastest in the land, and then after, I don't know, some sort of like an accident or hard times, he's kind of like out of racing for a while.
Yeah, and he...
But then he gets back into racing.
Yeah, and he meets like maybe other racers who like... Maybe they weren't all about being fast. Maybe they were more about community.
I think the problem that the block that you might be running up against isn't so much the... It's not what he does, but who he is. I have an idea that can take this plot so far. It's not what he does, but who he is. Instead of being a dog, he should be a horse. You should make him a horse. A fast, fast horse. Horses are the only thing that
mister, I don't want to disagree with you.
Okay, then
but
don't.
But I think that there's a way for this story to be told in three parts, first one and two.
He'll have lights shining out of his face, and he should make a vroom, vroom, vroom noise. Oh, when he runs, that's for sure, son. Lightning McQueen should be a person. Unless you have, like, a better idea. And I don't know that there is a better idea, Mom.
I sit here thinking to myself, is there a way I could improve on this story? I think this story could go far.
Yes?
And I look into my mind, and I wonder what he could be.
I wonder what he could be.
And I think maybe he could be a drag queen. Drags also race.
That's right, drag queens also race. Some sort of drag race. With big eyelashes and makeup on his face.
I think you've done it, you've got it in the bag. You figured out the only race that's worthy is drag.
Marsha, I'm home. It's Leon Steven, your husband. And if you don't mind, I'm here to make things even. I've heard these ideas, I have a better one by far. Instead of a drag queen, she should be a fast mechanical boat. Because boats also race. Toot, 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 Lightning McQueen is a boat, and she boats all over the place. And Marsha, that's the best idea you will have by far. And you should release it under your maiden name. I've held you back for too long. It's time for you to create things. Maybe not musicals. Maybe you'll be best known, I can see it now, for making, I don't know, movies about boats. That's what you'll be about. Maybe stories about boys. You'll make a bunch of boy story movies.
And now I just, goodbye. I'll be on my way.
Right. I have something for you too.
Really? Me?
Yes, you see, After you left the store, I stayed in the store and I pulled a bunch of petals off of all the flowers.
I really wish you hadn't done that. And also, I got a... How did I let that happen? How did I let you stay in the store?
Oh, you didn't. I broke back in after you left. There's a broken window as well. I just had to feel what it felt like to pull off a bunch of flowers. And I knocked a big hole in the wall to get in. But I fixed it. Not only that, I expanded and it's good. I got a whole bunch of lumber by going into the woods. And I cut down trees and I expanded your store for all to see. But I didn't cut down what was inside of the store, so it's full of a bunch of trees.
Wow, thanks, Sondheim. Wow, you went into the woods and I got my wish. I wish you solved it by going into the woods. And now I'm ready to start my store, and I know that it will be so good.
You know, Stephen, I thought that my creative hopes were entirely dashed. But all of these people coming here, they've helped me see my potential. Chuck was company. In comes company.
Company!
That's right!
Sometimes here comes company.
Company. help, good company.
Help!
Oh no!
Oh no!
Stephen, that sound is coming from the dungeon again. What could that be?
Oh, it's a boy. And a boy locked up down there.
I mean, should we let him out?
I mean, if he's crying help, then that means he's already gotten out of his mask. So yes, we should help him out. Hold on, come down to the dungeon with us real quick.
Mr. Sondheim?
Oh my gosh.
Mr. Sondheim, please let me out.
Oh my gosh. Gary Marshall?
Yes, it's young chorus boy Gary Marshall.
Wow, I really loved you. I can pick you out of a chorus line. I promise. You're really talented.
Thank you so much. And now with all of these wonderful ideas for films that you guys have been pitching within earshot, I'll be able to have an amazing career where I steal these ideas, water them down, and make them pablum for America to consume.
Grandpa, wake up, wake up. Grandpa Gary.
You fell asleep.
Hey, kids. How's it going? I was just remembering.
The story of your life? You were saying it out loud as you slept.
And we wrote it down. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful, Grandpa Gary.
And the best part?
What?
Aunt Penny wasn't there.
Aunt Penny! Are you guys talking about me?
Get out of here, Aunt Penny!
Oh, come on, let me in. I'm good company, too.
All right, you can stay. Oh, Grandpa Gary, we're so proud of all the things that you did. And we really hope that we carry on your legacy in a way befitting to your honor.
Yeah, we hope we all find our way to make our own happy day. And honestly, we're going to get together and we're going to write a story about someone who really wants to race. We don't know what it is. We're going to crack it, though.
I'll crack it.
Someday.
Not today.
No, not today.
But someday.
Keep trying, kids. And with nepotism and inherited money, I think you might just go far.
Those are the only two things.
Wait, go far! Just like a plane!
The end! That's Poseidon, Sondheim, the musical with Guy Branum. We'll be right back after this! I know a little bit. I could know more.
Do you know about, I don't know, Improv for Humans?
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Come on.
We're talking Matt Besser, and it's one of the longest running shows here on Earwolf, and it's got a ton of my favorite comedians on it, and probably yours too. Unless your taste is bad, in which case it doesn't have like that guy at the deli who you think is funny. He's not on Improv for Humans.
No. It's hosted by Matt Besser, who you know is the founder of UCB and the world-famous improv show Ask Cat. And guys, he features some of the best improvisers in the world of improv. Guys, it's a lot of people who got their Earwolf start right on the show. I don't know.
Hey, read the people on this list that they've put in front of us.
I am.
Yeah.
I like all of them, and it's us.
Yeah, we're on the... I wanted Jessica to say our own names.
Lauren Lapkus, John Gabris, Mary Holland, Zach Rhino,
yep,
Jessica...
Jessica Macianas!
You guys, we do really love this show. It did really help us get our start here on Earwolf. It's a great show. We love going back there and doing new things with Matt. He's a great host. It's a great way to listen and understand long-form improv, discover a new favorite improviser. He's great about getting new people that you haven't discovered yet and putting them on that podcast and letting you hear them. And also old-time favorites.
Yeah, I got Paul F. Tompkins, Andy Daly, Jason Mantzoukas, just kings of New Hampshire, whatever that quote is.
Yeah, it's definitely princes of New England.
Not kings of New Hampshire. Anyway, listen to a new episode of Improv for Humans every Thursday in your favorite podcast app and make sure you subscribe to it so you don't miss it.
Yeah, don't miss that pod.
Get on it, humans.
You know we got a new scripted podcast available now on Stitcher Premium called King of the Egg Cream.
It's based on a true story. It tells a rollicking tale of Harry Dulowich, a man who rose from nothing to create and control the syrup rackets in Prohibition era New York City.
Oh man, that sounds exciting. He reached for the American dream and grabbed a bit more than he could handle.
So listen to King of the Egg Cream now on Stitcher Premium.
Go to stitcherpremium.com/king and use promo code OFFBOOK for a free month of Stitcher Premium.
Prohibition, baby. Eggs, cream.
Soda pops. No alcohols. Ladies dancing.
Credit
cards. Welcome back, Guy.
Thank you so much for doing the show.
Thank you for having me. The world wants to hear me sing.
They do.
They're going to get it. They deserve it, and they're going to have it.
And they're going to clamor for
they're
more.
They're going to clamor for more.
Okay, so, Guy, you have a book that's out, My Life as a Goddess.
I have a book. It's called My Life as a Goddess. It is a memoir through essays, and I talk about pop culture a lot and try to understand my own life through the pop culture that informed it. I talk a lot about sitcoms, nothing about Gary Marshall, because I find his work tepid.
Tepid.
Boom.
But I do like this reveal that you were really into, like, mythology or slash R.
When I was a small child, I was very much into Greek mythology because I was fat and bookish and didn't like going and playing with the stupid children around me.
I love that, like, mythology was the channel for that. So we're going to do a mythology rap, and we, to, like, get started, we'll take, like, a chapter name of your book, because your chapter names are like, inspired, right, by the myths?
I mean, only two of them are.
We'll take those.
Those two. Or whatever, any of them.
All right. The first one is Leto and the Lycian Peasants.
Great.
I know a lot about that, so here we go.
Oh, check it, 1, 2, all these words that I speak, I'm about to break it on down. With these mythos, that's Greek. You know I'm talking about the stories of old. I'm talking about heroes who are big and bold.
My name's Leto, I'm not here to play. I'm out in the streets with all these peasants for days. Walk around and be like, oh, you're acting real pleasant for someone who has nothing, for someone who is a peasant.
Yeah, I like that.
Talk about Durga and the slaying of Mahishasura.
Hell yeah! I go pretty deep on creatures, but that's one I do not understand the features. But yeah, what
he
is...
He was a buffalo demon.
A what?
A buffalo demon.
Hell yeah, a buffalo straight from the pits of hell. With buffalo horns and a demon you smell. Got the sulfury hooves, got the fire on his coat, and he's walking around, and he isn't a joke.
I'll tell you the thing I'd like to see by far. To see that dude take on that Minotaur, because they got similar attributes in their head. I wanna see which one of them ends up dead.
People singing Buffalo Demon from the heart of hell. Buffalo Demon from the heart of
Satan circles of hell.
Oh yeah, and I like this, yeah, I like this more. Let me see another chapter, what you got in store. And yo, I know I don't wanna ignore this gift, so it doesn't have to be straight up a myth.
You know I like Danish cinema not the least, so I have a chapter about Babette's Feast.
Babette's Feast, yeah, she's making that meal.
Yum.
Babette, you know we all know her deal. She's making appetizers, entrees, also desserts. Babette, she is always the best, never the worst.
Yeah, Babette, she's coming at you fast. You call her Appette because she's laying out apps. Mozzarella fingers, yeah, with the sauce. Dip them around, you know when she is the boss. She's got the tiny pizza on a bagel. Putting everything on a bagel that she is able.
I love these chapters, you know what I mean. From epilogue to prologue, give me something in between.
You know, the brow of this book, it's not low, it's not, it's high, it's not low. Never mind. I mentioned frequently Miss Lisa Kudrow in a chapter that's about the comeback. I can't
rhyme. Don't call it a comeback! Don't call it a comeback! You know, Lisa Kudrow with a career, you know it never ends. I don't care, she never comes back from that series, Friends. She does that stuff, she started from the top. You can never go from the top, you'll never stop. I'm talking comeback. Cupcake, it's so tragic, yeah, make no mistake. Comedy can mask what is sad. Lisa Kudrow, she is never bad.
You wanna talk about a book that's incredibly flawless? Go buy it now. My life as a goddess.
My life as a goddess,
available everywhere books are sold, and some places that don't even usually sell books.
Secret Upper
West. Find those
side.
Secret places. Also, guys, check out Guy's podcast, Pop Rocket, is wonderful.
Anything else you want the people to
know? What else do the people plug?
Thank you so much. This was deeply embarrassing, but also so much fun. Thank you for having me.
You're incredible.
You are so fun and amazing. And have all the people find the people. Find Guy wherever you can find him. He's so funny. And guys, we are doing a bunch of live dates coming up. And our most, the one that's coming up the mostest is
the one that you want to get tickets for ASAP now.
Portland.
Portland. Hey, Portland, what's up? Get tickets now or be sorry you didn't.
We're playing August 30th at Curious Comedy Theater in Portland. So, guys, you gotta be there so we can see your face with our face. Curious Comedy, Portland, come
do,
out.
Do it. Thank you, Brett. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Dana. Thank you, Earwolf, for having us. Thank you, Sleepy Babies in the group. And as we say at the end of every episode,
if you're a Gary Marshall flick,
then you won't be over quick. Famously, 3-hour-long movies.
Not a bad criticism, honestly.
All right.
They could use some editing.
Bye.
Bye.